Hey, football fan Dave Bartu here, breaking down. Actually, right now we are going to be looking back on the last 21 NFL drafts since 2000. First things first, you should have listened to the intro of how this system came about and why and the results. And also, be sure, if you are on Twitter, follow us. Follow the Pro Athletes Hemp Association. Their new Twitter account is Hemp for Pros. Hemp for Pros. Super easy to find. Follow it. If you follow it, you're following me because I am part of that on the grow side, the genetic side, product formulation. It's going to be a ton of content, not only about the CBD and hemp industry and getting you informed about this emerging I'd say niche, but also, wink, you just might get to hear a few NFL Hall of Fame players talk about, well, things I ask them to talk about. Pretty excited. Pretty damn exciting. So, but let's get back to why you are here, and that is breaking down the three-step process of the NFL draft using, well, my piece of paper. I was going to go year by year with this, but I started looking at the numbers, and the clear pattern was as the draft went along, especially after the third round, the guys that check all the boxes in my system didn't, I wouldn't say they weren't as successful. Now, I don't know what that was. Maybe they just weren't as talented. Maybe they were drafted so low they never really got a chance to start. So, my system is three things. A quarterback effect ranking. I have an experience ranking. And I have a recruiting ease of schedule ranking. So, basically, so let's get into round six over the last 21 drafts. Now, if you've been following the NFL, you probably know the best quarterback of all time came out of round six. So we can call him an anomaly, which it is. It's really amazing. But the cool thing about it is he checks off all the boxes. In fact, the three guys that were in that draft, there was only three in the 2000 draft that checked all the boxes. Brady in round six, Rattay in round seven, and I believe it was Chad Pennington in the first round. So, but round six has actually been a pretty good round for drafting, I wouldn't say really successful quarterbacks, but ones that did decently in the NFL. The guys that didn't check all the boxes, 31 out of 33 did poorly in the NFL. So 94% of them fell on their face. There was a couple of exceptions, though. Mark Bulger out of West Virginia, drafted by the Saints in the sixth round. And then he's still in the league as well and has done quite good as a journeyman. I mean, he's never been a great starter or anything like that, but as a sixth pick that did not elevate his George or Virginia Tech team in college, Tyrod Taylor has done very, very well for himself in the NFL system. Now, on the flip side, there were, like I said, there was 33 guys drafted that didn't check all the boxes. There were 14 guys drafted that did. Obviously, as I mentioned, Tom Brady was one of them. Some of the other guys with reasonable success in the NFL, Bruce Gradkowski came out of round six. Dan LeFever came out of round six. Gardner Minshew came out of round six. So there's been a few success stories, a little bit better than the seventh round. But again, not a lot of guys drafted with all the boxes checked. So a little bit more value in the sixth round than the seventh round with all the guys that I have coded in green. But just like in the seventh round, the guys in the red, this is almost 100% failure, with only two of them being successful. So in round six and round seven, that's a total of 63 guys drafted that didn't check the boxes, and all but three of them didn't really even make a ripple in the NFL. So that's a quick breakdown of round six. Again, a little bit like round seven, not great. It's really hit and miss. Maybe one guy every 4 or 5 years is really going to do anything. Not to our surprise, but it certainly tells me, like it did in the seventh round, is if they're not checking all the boxes, it's really a waste of time to draft those guys. This is Dave Bartu, the CFB Matrix. Thank you for joining me.